This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Gregory Copley about King Charles and Queen Camilla in Rome, in front of the Colosseum, the excitement to meet Charles. The mission here is trans-European, however, looking to link Britain with Italy. Gregory mentions aerospace and aerodefense. At the same time, Charles is symbolic for the British government and the British people, and Rome celebrates them. Wonderful to see. Remember, the British Empire was built upon the memory of the Roman Empire, and the American Empire is built upon the memory of the British Empire, built upon the memory of the Roman Empire. There's a consistency of architecture, of law, of personality, of celebrity, of military might. King Charles in Rome. More of this later.
Oh, it's working in a dramatic scale. We've seen it with the other state visits which King Charles has undertaken in the last couple of years. But this one is so dramatic and so, in a sense, anti-EU, because the fervor is for continuity. It's for, if you like, the love of the overarching symbolism of leadership. And you have to bear in mind that this is also very strategic. Who is the great partner of the United Kingdom in building the new sixth-generation fighter, which British aerospace is called the Tempest? It's Italy and Japan. They are the partners with Britain in this, and this breaks it out of the EU mold, gives Italy the chance to use its extremely advanced aerospace industry on a cutting-edge platform delivery, and that's well underway. But more than that, we see the king exciting the entire Italian population. Looking at the crowds today outside the Colosseum, it was magnificent. The surge of crowds, so enthusiastic, wanting to touch the king.